Time gets across the timeline, but he has to pick up his dribble there, and it gets tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say jump ball because they do not know who went out of bounds. So that will
be the ball went off Cassidy's leg. Anytime you're going to stop right there at the 10-second line, with you have two lines and two defenders on you, it's like being surrounded. You're going to throw it off the opponent's leg. But anyways, Laker ball anyways.
Parker Hare and Logan Schenk check in for Cass City. And number 32, Jim Stork, checks in for the Lakers. 4.5 to play in the first. Lakers still yet to score here. Wisner pulls up from three from the right wing. It's good. Wisner cuts the deficit down by half, 6-3.
That was a nice shot by Wisner, by the way.
Going up for the layup is Sawyer Cuthrell. He can't get that one, and Lakers rebounds coming the other way. Jeremy Majeski fired up tonight. 4:10 left in the first, 6-3. Cass City leading. Valentine for the three. Big man outside, no good, but a rebound brought in by Keegan Valentine. Keeps the possession alive. Wisner gets a screen from the right to from Jim Stork. Drives right down to the baseline. Goes up for the layup and it's in for two. And Wisner alone has five. And that's all Lakers has. It's a one-point game. Lakers 5, Cass City 6. 3:45 left in the first. For three, Cuthrell, top of the key. Rattled in and out. No good. Rebound, Keegan Valentine. Or left wing to Wisner. Starts his dribble against Cuthrell. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Back out to Cunningham. Dribbles back to top of the key. And he draws a foul. It'll be against Sawyer Cuthrell, his first, and Cass City's second. So Lakers will get the ball on the sideline.
I think coach wants to speed him up, the Lakers.
Wisner gets the inbound pass from Cunningham at the top of the key. 3:15 left in the first. Dribbles to the right. Screen from Valentine. That does not much good there. Over to the left elbow, down to the right corner. Left corner, excuse me, to Keegan Valentine. Feeds it down to Dakota Valentine. He goes up for the shot. And he gets actually shuffled the feet there, and we have another travel. So the third turnover for the Lakers on the night gives the ball back to Cass City. Erla inbounds to Cuthrell. Lakers meets him at half court with Brennan Wisner. 3 minutes remain in the first quarter. Cuthrell. Or to Ross. Back up to Erla, top of the key. Feed it inside to Schenk. Back out to Ross for three. No good. A rebound still loose. Out of bounds. Last touch by a maroon jersey. Laker ball.
Ball was off Parker Harry. Almost shook hands with us.
Inbounds it to Wisner. Screen press coming from Cass City. Keegan Valentine gets across the timeline, but he's in that trap zone right by the timeline. Back up to Wisner, top of the key. Cass City retreats, 2.5 to play in the first, 6-5. Lakers trails by one. It was 6-0 to start this game, Cass City. Top of the key, Keegan Valentine for three. No good, rebound Dakota Valentine. He missed that one, and it's brought down by Cass City. To the left wing, to number 13, Parker Hare. Back up top of the key to Cuthrell. Taking his time now. Over to the right wing, back up to Schenk, inside to Erla, goes to work. The right-hand hook shot is up, it is no good, but he is fouled, and he'll go to line for two shots. Erla had the first 4 points for Cassidy on the night. It's an on-the-arm foul for Lakers, the team's second. And it goes against. Good question.
Well, Mason Erla hits the first one.
Makes the first free throw and pushes the lead back out to two. Number two, Keegan Valentine, sits down.
Well, he's on the board they said number 23, but there's no 23 out there. The only one is be 32.
Could be Jim Stork.
I guess we're going to award it to him.
Second free throw is good from Erla. He has 6 points and is back out to a three-point lead, it should be, right?
Yep.
So it's 8-5. There we go. Scoreboard's finally updated. Wisner goes coast to coast. Goes up for it. The layup is good, and he is fouled and won. An old-fashioned three-point play coming up for the Lakers and Brennan Wisner. Fouls against number three, Mason Earl. That is his second foul and the team's third. Substitution coming in for both teams. Number 5 for Jack Stern for Cass City, and number 10, Seth Bowles for Lakers. Jim Stork sits down. Wisner at the line, shooting 1. Free throw is up, and it's good. We're tied at 8 apiece, the first tie of the night. 1 minute, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Cuthrell across midcourt, dribbling to his left. Now back up top of the key, against Wisner, dribbling to his right, passes to the right to Jack Stern. Stern dribbles once, back up to Erla with 2 fouls, top of the key. Against Seth Bowles, a little height advantage for Mason Erla, the junior. Dribbles all the way to left elbow, passes it over to Chase Winner, newly checked in, and he can't hang on to it, and goes out of bounds, Laker ball.
It looks like the Lakers have weathered the storm that Cass City put on them and everything with an 8-8 tie right now. They're getting the ball across the midcourt line and ready to attack.
Good press break there for the Lakers, the first of the night. Wisner, left wing, extended. Minute 10 left in the first. It's all tied up at 8 apiece, Lakers and Cass City. Into the right corner to Schuller, drills back out to the right wing and passes it to Wisner. Dribbles to the right elbow. Screen, skip pass to Cunningham. Left elbow, no good. And rebound, Winter. 5th defensive rebound for Cassie on the night. 50 seconds left in this first act. Jack Stern, right elbow. Skip pass over to Cuthrell, left wing. Screen coming from the right from Stern, all the way over to the right wing, into Winter's hand. Shank now, top of the key. Back over to Stern. Cuthrell, top of the key, pulls up for 3. It is up, and it's good.
Yep, that's Cuthrell's favorite place to go ahead and launch a 3, and now it came in at a very opportune time with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter.
His first points of the night gives Kansas City a 3-point lead, 11-8, 15 seconds left here. Wisner, cross midcourt, still dribbling, 2 men on him. At the right elbow, pulls up for the jump shot. This one's good. 6 seconds left. Now 4-3, Cuthrell's going to take his time, chucks from beyond half court, it is off the mark, and we have reached the end of the first quarter with Kansas City leading by 1, 11-10 over the Lakers.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives, along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
On to the second quarter, Cass City with the first possession up to the top to Logan Shank. Back up now to Jack Stern, and they say he traveled with it. So it'll be the 4th turnover for Cass City on the night.
For a whole season of not having that call, you know, the kids, I think they
also
get confused.
Also now, yeah. It travels.
But it's right on the money, I'll tell you what, as far as the call is concerned.
Full court press coming from Cass City. Keegan Valentine over to Wisner, gets across the timeline at the free throw line all the way to Cunningham on the give and go, and missed it. Rebound Cass City, Logan Shank. He is wide open, almost too wide open.
I got a sneaky suspicion they're just taking their eyes off the goal or something.
Stern right wing, Erla top of the key. Pulls up for 3, no, not much arc on that one. Rebound Keegan Valentine.
I didn't know Keegan Valentine could get that high.
Wisner, top of the key, being guarded by Parker Hare.
That was quite a rebound he just pulled down.
7 minutes left in the second quarter, 11-10, Cass City by 1. Wisner from the left elbow sinks that one. And he has the entire